Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Addresses the media now.
Now four preseason games in, what's the biggest area of growth you've seen and what's the biggest challenge you still see for this team?
You know, I just see small areas of growth like all over. You know, we're still not connecting on certain plays where it's like, like we're right there. You know, we miscommunicate, some switches here and there. I thought we went a little, we took a step back with guarding the three-point line in the second half. Just no awareness threes that we were giving up. And I thought we took a step back in ball movement. The ball just stopped moving. And to their credit, they did a great job of taking us out of our stuff, but we helped them by trying to play one-on-one and hold the ball. I think also, you know, I don't want to say it is, but I just know that it's a tough element, you know, to deal with when you're a guy fighting for a spot and at the same time trying to play as a team. And so, you know, we got multiple guys in that situation, and what I saw was when it got tough, guys just kind of broke off into their own thing and said, at least let me show what I can do. And, you know, obviously I'm not going to stand for that, of course. But I also, you know, I get it. You know, it's the human element. And, you know, I can't fault them for being a little bit, you know, thinking inwardly about these situations because it is their job.
You've given Dylan Brooks a lot of minutes with the main group, and tonight he played a fair bit with what are probably going to be a starting set of guys. Is that reflective? Do you think his role when the regular season comes in is going to be a decent-sized one?
Well, I mean, the kid is he's a very reliable player. You know, like I think I said before, he's very detail-oriented. He does all the little things to help you. Also was trying to get his feet wet as much as possible, you know, and, you know, I'm going to put a lot of different lineups out there, but that will be a group that I like to play. And so just trying to get them experience on the fly as fast as I can.
Coach, do you think playing against a team like Houston when they play up-tempo helps your guys kind of get comfortable because the game is moving fast?
Yeah. I mean, I love it that we, you know, I don't like that we play them three times in the first month of the regular season, but in the preseason it's great for you. You know, like I was saying that about Atlanta as well. You know, those teams present different challenges to your group that really will test you and see where you are. And so I'm glad we played them. And, you know, I had no problem with our pace as much as it was the mental mistakes that we made and the ball stopping.
Was there any particular reason why Deontay didn't play tonight?
No. You know, I see Didi as a big part of this deal. I just wanted to look at some other stuff tonight, but there was nothing he did or anything like that. I just wanted to check out Jarrell as a hybrid five and see how that looked. I mean, I wouldn't just put it on him, but the group he was with, they were just, you know, okay. I'm being nice right now.
with the way you want to play and free-flowing and not so many sets, what's your take on just how the guys are handling the responsibility that comes with that?
Up and down, because you really have to take pride in taking quality shots. You also have to take pride and take care of the ball. And so, you know, that is the only way you can play a game that, you know, involves all five guys, is that everybody's reliable to making the possession very important. And so right now we're learning that. And sometimes you see the ball flying all over the gym, and then there's other times you see some beautiful basketball where the ball is, you know, we're pushing it and it's moving and we're getting guys over the top, and you know, and good things are happening for us when we play that way. So already I see, just, you know, in the first four preseason games, we've gotten more stuff over the top on fast breaks you know, this early than we did probably in like a quarter of the season last year, you know, if not more. So that part I am happy with, and you know, we'll just keep working at it and getting better.
Anything else?
All right, guys, have a good night.
The head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, David Fizdale.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.